Talk 106 to 108.
Now, are you worried about passing your NCT? Well, if so, stay tuned because Michael Rochford, Managing Director of MotorCheck.ie, is here to explain the ways you can ensure that you pass the NCT when it comes to. Michael, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Pat.
Now, first of all, Michael, which cars have to be NCT'd?
Well, every car that's over 4 years old must be NCT'd. And they're due on the fourth anniversary of the car's first, registration. And then every 2 years after that.
So when it's been on the road for 4 years, it is due its first NCT.
Yes, on the date of its registration.
Yeah. And then every 2 years after that, yes. Until what age?
Until it's 10 years old. And then once it's 10 years old, it's annually. The NCT becomes due.
Are any vehicles of any kind exempt from the NCT?
Yes, there's a few different vehicle types. The Garda vehicles, fire service vehicles, also the armed forces vehicles, anything registered before 1980, strangely enough, is exempt from the NCT.
So it's likely to be extremely crocked.
Yes, absolutely. And no longer on the road.
So if it's on the road, it's probably a vintage car.
Absolutely.
And it's being well looked after. And certainly it wouldn't pass emissions tests and all that because emission standards are very different now than they were in those days. So they're the ones that are exempt. What about public transport vehicles, buses and so on?
They take separate tests, not part of the NCT, but they are required to pass separate tests. Commercial vehicles, HGVs and light commercial vehicles also. Must take a certificate of roadworthiness test, which is due annually on the vehicles, and taxis and hackneys and so on.
They all have to do it every year?
Yes, yes. The taxis and hackneys must do it annually, yes.
Now, do they go to the same place as the rest of us, or do they have their own special emporium for testing taxis?
Taxis and hackneys, no. They go to the same NCT centres as everyone else. Commercial vehicles do go to a different centre, which would be the VTN centres or Vehicle Testing Network.
Now, if you are not reminded by the NCT that you're due, it's on you, isn't it, to
get
it done anyway?
Everyone is obliged to take care of the booking themselves these days. The NCT won't send you out constant reminders. They'll send you out the first booking notice. After that, it's very easy to book. Go onto the NCT's website. You can book online. You can book over the phone. And they list various methods.
Suppose you're late. Suppose you haven't done it for a couple of years and you're late and you haven't been caught by the guards because you're supposed to have the NCT cert on the windscreen. Is there a late payment fee? Is it more expensive to get it done if it's out of date?
Yes, it is. If you don't show up for your scheduled NCT and you rebook the test afterwards, you must pay the normal test fee plus another €22 late booking fee on top of that.
So it's well worth doing it. Now, suppose, I remember coming across this before, that if you had your car off the road, for example, and then you brought it back on the road, and in France, there's no, you know, you get it tested at that point and you get 2 years. But I remember someone saying to me that if you were a year late, for example, that your next test would be due, instead of 2 years, just 1 year later. In other words...
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there's.
So suppose you were too late. 2 years late. Do you have to get it done today and then get it done again tomorrow?
Yes, absolutely. Well, not today and tomorrow, but there's absolutely no advantage with delaying the test.
No, but I mean, suppose you were 2 years late for the test and then you finally get it done. So they say, well, that's the one you should have got done 2 years ago. Now you've passed. Okay, but now you're due the one that you should have been having today. So let's do it again.
Yes.
Do they do something stupid like that?
I would say most people who are due that late may have run into almost their next NCT on the next anniversary. So the most recent one, once it's passed, is valid.
But however, does it give you 2 years or does it only give you to the
No, it only gives you to the very next due date.
So here we have, in theory, you get it done today and get it done tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It should be absolutely stupid. But then this country, we do so many stupid things. If, for example, a vehicle passes its NCT and it's a year late, it should be good for another 2 years, unless it hits the 10-year mark. But they're saying, oh no, we're only giving you a year clearance because we want to take your money.
Mm-hmm. Well, that incentivizes people. If you did that, it would incentivize people to put off the test and not take them when they're due and then get as long as possible out of it.
Yeah. And we know that's what Irish people tend to
do. Absolutely.
Now, what kind of things are tested in the NCT?
There's a huge list of things that are tested, Pat. We actually have, we've published on our own website, there's a 96-page manual which goes into it in the minutest detail.
96 pages?
Yeah, absolutely. There's about 61 individual items, 96 pages. It's published by the Road Safety Authority, and it goes into what is tested, how it's tested, and what the common faults are.
But now, tell us the kind of things that are most likely to fail people.
Yeah, most likely, you know, the most common faults are tyres. Is a big one. The condition of your tyres and the legal tread depth on the tyres, 1.6 millimetres. Other things you should check, the reg plates, that the reg plates are clear and they're not obscured. They're on the right reflective surface. The headlights, parking lights, tail lights, indicator lamps, all of the lights all around the car. Make sure none of the lenses are broken, that they're all the right colour and that they're all working. All simple tests you can do. Checking your brakes, that they're not overly spongy. And a lane isn't required to retake the test. You don't need to pay the retest fee. Only if a lane is required will you need to pay the retest fee.
Now, do we know, and you're in the business of motorcheck.ie, of assessing the fleet, if you like, of second-hand cars or cars that are not new. Has it improved the general stock of the cars, the existence of the NCT?
Well, it's a strange one. The NCT was introduced back in 2000, which I suppose was at the very outset of the boom years. So the fleet was getting newer at that time. Over recent years, the average age of the fleet has actually declined, and it's in and around 8 years at this time. So we're probably seeing in more recent years that it's incentivize people to maintain their cars a little bit better.
Now, people who are fearful of the NCT, what would you recommend they do in advance of their NCT to make sure they get through? I mean, they have to bring documents with them. That's one of the ways you can fall foul, unless you bring your documents along.
Yes.
Sorry.
Absolutely, yeah. You need to bring your driver's license with you for identification purposes. You need to bring the vehicle's logbook, which is the vehicle licensing certificate, or the ownership book. You should do things, do the simple 10-point check. We've published that on our website as well. It'll only take you 10 minutes. Check, you know, your tire pressures, your oil and water levels. Make sure the boot area is clear. Don't leave all your shopping in the boot because they need to check that area. Simple things like toot your horn, because they will test that as well. Yeah. That needs to be working. Tires are, as I've said, they're one of the major reasons for failures. Check your tire pressures. Check your minimum tread depth levels. Check all of the indicator lamps and brake lamps and headlamps that they're working. Just do a quick visual inspection yourself before you go.
And of course, wash the car. Have it clean.
It's relatively
nicer,
clean.
Nicer for the guys to be working on that than otherwise. And there's also this business of making sure the engine is a little bit warm, that your emissions, when it's up to its working temperature, will be lower than they would be if you're just starting out. If you live beside a test centre and you've got a diesel or something and it's cold when it goes into them, it's less likely to pass.
Yes, they'll always get it up to running temperature. They'll get it up to 2,500 RPM in the case of emissions testing. But one thing not to do is, if you're doing a long journey from Dublin to Cork or wherever, don't bring it in if the engine is overly hot, because they won't be able to do the proper testing.
Don't want to touch it.
Yeah. No, exactly.
All right. Well, look, thank you very much for that. Michael Rochford, who's Managing Director of MotorCheck.ie, and all this information and more is available on the website of MotorCheck. Still to come.